You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, and we're Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in and text in on today's show at 833-212-1017. Again, that is 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text line where you can call in, you can text in to share any of your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe, so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. And when I say that, Truth Nation, I just want to say shout out. I appreciate y'all. I really do. I appreciate this platform, and I appreciate being able to share, you know, my thoughts, but also I appreciate y'all sharing y'all thoughts and chiming in on yesterday's show about the treatment that my family and I received at the McKinley Marina, where a gas attendant refused to pump my gas. And when asked about it, he said that it was their new policy. And then immediately after I left, he pumped the gas of a white customer. Again, this not sitting right with me. I called the McKinley Marina to ask if I am allowed to pump my own gas. The woman on the phone laughed at that assertion that I could pump my own gas. And she said, no, we are a full service marina. That is what she told me. The McKinley Marina, you know, they were made aware of the situation and did nothing to address my concerns with this racist behavior. And the leader of the park, Guy Smith, I asked to meet with him, and he had no interest whatsoever. He refused to meet with me. And Truth Nation, what sucks about this is that that's only part one. There's a part two to the story, a separate incident that occurred with a white marina tenant, just like me, just different skin color. And I will be sharing, you know, part two with a whole different encounter and a whole different situation. I plan on sharing it tomorrow. I do have an interview tomorrow, so we're going to do that interview. And then after that, we're going to see how time go, but I do plan on sharing that story tomorrow. And that story is based around this different incident where I encountered racism from another tenant of a marina, which is caught on video and recorded by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office via phone call, where my friend made a phone call because he felt very uncomfortable with the situation, where a man said, you can hear it in the call, you're acting like a black feller. You can hear him on the video saying, I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black feller. He said, I didn't say anything black. I didn't call you the N-word. That's what the man said. I called you a black feller. He also said, you think you're so effing smart. And also he said, this is how you Milwaukee people act. And the county told me point blank they could not corroborate the story despite there being audio from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office and there being video as well that shows the man's face and shows him talking, which y'all actually saw him giving us the middle finger. Very appropriate. But I will share that story tomorrow. So make sure y'all tune in. We'll play the video. We'll discuss. But I'll share part two tomorrow because I personally say, you know what? Tuesday and Wednesday, it's exhausting. Like, trauma is exhausting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can act as strong and as tough as we want to be. And I believe I'm a pretty strong-willed individual. I don't let too much get to me. Shout out to my parents. They basically made it so I can pretty much get through. But I'm be honest with you. It is an exhausting conversation to have to relive some trauma that also makes you very upset and makes you mad. And so the last thing I want to do is be walking around here with a lot of mean in my heart, hate in my heart, disgust in my heart, but just being upset. And so that's why I decided for today, we're gonna move away from talking about the marina, but we're gonna get back to it because we got to talk about Tim from the marina. We got to talk about the racism at the marina. We got to talk about some things that also are continuing to develop that we're going to get to. But with that being said, Truth Nation, again, tomorrow, part two of the story about the racism we faced at the marina. There was two separate incidents with two separate people. Crazy. Maybe I was just attracting racism last summer. Well, you know what changed, DJ Brother Z, last summer? Donald Trump, that was his first year in office. These white folks was feeling themselves. That's what it was. The bad ones. There's a lot of good ones. There are more good ones than bad ones. But the bad ones, let me tell you, Donald Trump said, y'all jump. And they said, how high? I'm going to show these niggas what it is. That's what they said. But with that being said, Truth Nation, Virginia flipped the script, and I'm going to tell y'all why.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Truth Nation, it is about dang time that the Democratic Party started fighting fire with fire. No all that turn the other cheek. No all that when they go low, we go high. None of that. None of that, because that don't work. None of that. Let's be above the fray crap. We can't do none of that because that's what got us here as a country to where we are right now today is because of all that turn the other cheek nonsense. I kind of understand now why you had so many people that decided that the way Dr. Martin Luther King went about things wasn't the way they wanted to go about it. I get it. You have to have patience, right? You have to be strategic. You have to have discipline in order to turn the other cheek over and over and over again. You got to have elite discipline. And that's exactly what Dr. Martin Luther King had elite discipline. But I see why so many folks get mad, because when you see nonsense happening to people, you just feel like you want to fight back. You want to do something. And the problem is when you let people in this country lie and you don't fight back, not fighting back is for losers. I'm a winner. You know what I'm saying? When we started 1017 The Truth, it wasn't the award-winning 1017 The Truth. When I hired DJ Brother Z, this wasn't the award-winning 1017 The Truth. But we hired winners. We hired people that were going to come and be disruptors. We hired people that were going to come and make stuff happen. I love winners, and I love winning. And the Democratic Party lost in 2024. Not only did they lose a presidential election, they lost the House. I think they may have already lost the House at that point. My whole point is I want this country and my community to be in a position to win. And currently right now, they are not in a position of winning. When you get punched in the face and you don't fight back, that does nobody good. Listen, I'm going to tell my child straight up. If somebody hits you, you don't just tell the teacher. You hit them back and then you tell the teacher. And then you tell them I told you, you had to hit them back because you had to let everybody know I ain't no punk. Ain't none of this get hit and don't do nothing. Nah, ain't none of that. Hell no. Nah. Don't let nobody get up on you. And the Democratic Party far too often was letting people get up on them. Until Virginia Democrats, led by some black folks, they punched back and they delivered a staggering blow to Donald Trump, his administration, and his plan to steal the 2026 congressional elections. He was trying to steal it from the will of the people. He was trying to steal it from me. He was trying to steal it from you. He was trying to steal it from America. But some black folks in Virginia led the push and led the way in fighting fire with fire. You always need a black person leading the way, because I guarantee you they're going to speak up, speak out, and they're going to energize you. And that is exactly what happened in Virginia. And unlike what you saw in Texas when it came to these gerrymandered maps, the people went out and they voted for this. People in Virginia voted to update their congressional maps. The people in California voted to update their congressional maps. They just didn't have the people in charge sit here and say, this is what we're going to do. Truth Nation, the people went out and voted for this. The people spoke and they got what they wanted. That is the power of elections, and that is the power of voting, using your voice. That is the power. You get what you want. And Truth Nation, I told y'all last June, I told y'all June of 2025, I tried to tell y'all, I warned people that Trump and the Republicans were playing with fire. And now they ass done got burnt. Burnt bad, playing with fire, messing around with these congressional maps, and messing around with the will of the people. And now what we have here is sad. It is so sad that now we have that not only did Donald Trump get burnt, but the Americans are getting burnt on both sides of the aisle, where their voices are being suppressed and democracy is being snatched away from them, all because of one man's desire to want to govern with no guardrails. He wants to be authoritarian. And listen, Truth Nation, I am a believer in fairness in elections and fairness in maps. I have been that way since, I would say, 2011, around that time, 2012. Might be a little bit before that. Might be 2010. Whenever Scott Walker, I believe, got elected in 2010 and then got in office 2011. But ever since Scott Walker been around and tried to cheat in Wisconsin, I have been an advocate for fair maps. I have been an advocate for fair elections, because I believe that the people should be choosing their representation. They should be choosing their representative, not their representatives choosing the people, not people in Congress in one state deciding how a whole state is going to end up voting and what these gerrymander maps are going to look like, and doing it behind closed doors like we did right here in the great state of Wisconsin. They took our voice away. And unfortunately, Donald Trump and Texas have taken us down a path where we are in uncharted territory, where gerrymandering is taking over in multiple places. It's nothing new. Gerrymandering is something that both Democrats and Republicans have done in the past. Again, I keep it real, I keep it 100. It is something that both sides have utilized in more Republican states than Democratic states prior to this. But typically, it was every 10 years you updated your maps. But what Trump and Texas unleashed was a mid-decade map update, which meant they were going to redraw the lines in the middle of a census count, simply to try to steal more seats, simply to try to silence more people, simply to try to keep more power and more control. Because when your policies suck and you know what's coming, with people fighting back and voting you out, the only way to keep your power is by rigging elections. This is why you hear Donald Trump talking about rigging elections over and over again, nonstop. That's why you see the inconsistencies nonstop. They want to keep power. That's why they want to rig elections. And that is exactly what Trump and Texas did. They didn't go to the people. They did it without asking the people whether or not they wanted to do it. They tried to rig the November 2026 elections ahead of those elections. And in doing that, they opened up Pandora's box, which has led to a gerrymandering Armageddon. I told y'all in June of 2025, I said, this is not good. I told y'all that this is going down a very bad path. And here we are almost a year later, 10 months later, and this is what we got. We have a state like Virginia that voted on Tuesday to change their state maps from what I would say was a very fair map. They had 6 Democrats elected to Congress and 5 Republicans elected to Congress in a place that is pretty purple. Typically, you see a president win by 3 to 5 percentage points. 5 is on the high end. So I would say that state is pretty purple, just like the state of Wisconsin. But now, with the vote that happened on Tuesday, and oh, it's gerrymandering, y'all. It is gerrymandering. But this is what you get when you play with fire, you get burnt. And the Republicans got burnt And now in the state of Virginia, it goes from six Democrats in the House and five Republicans in the House to now potentially being 10 Democrats and one Republican. The Democrats drew themselves four additional seats in Virginia. And am I against it? I'm against gerrymandering, but more so, I am 100% for if you are going to change the rules of the game in the middle of the game, I'm not going to follow the rules that we started with. That would be foolish. That's how you lose. And like I told y'all earlier, Truth Nation, listen, we ain't no losers. We the award-winning 1017, the truth. Everything I try to touch, I want to turn to gold. Everything I vote for, I want to win. What the hell I look like going and trying to support a loser? Hell no, I want winners. And we should all want winners, because when we win, right, when the people in power care more about you, not saying they care 100% about you now, that'd be a lie. But when you actually matter, you can have great programs where you have millions of dollars being pumped into your community, like Joe Biden passed a bill, and I'm going to talk about this next week, where people can actually get their electrical updated in their house if their income is under a large part. Like, it's the number is high. But that's because they wanted to support communities in places like Milwaukee and Wisconsin across this country. So when you are talking about these gerrymandering maps, I want y'all to understand the margins are razor thin, because right now in Congress, there is only a 3-vote difference between Republicans and Democrats getting whatever they want passed. What happened in Virginia could potentially shift the balance of power alone in the United States Congress and can be a roadblock and a barrier to the destruction that we have seen from Donald Trump since he got back in office. And I have said it once and I will say it again. What is happening is sad. And we know that all too well here in the state of Wisconsin, when Scott Walker gerrymandered our maps to the point where we almost had a supermajority. We know what gerrymandered maps look like. This is not what we should ever want. This is not something that we should be praising, but at the end of the day, here we are. And the sad part about this is the Democrats pushed a bill to end gerrymandering, and Republicans didn't support it. This could not have even been an issue or a problem if people actually cared about the voice and the will of the people instead of just trying to have a power grab. And let me be very clear, if I have not made it clear yet, Donald Trump does not care about what you think or what you believe. He only cares about you agreeing with him and you supporting him. And if you disagree with him, you mean nothing to him. You see all these podcasters. Tucker Carlson just came out and said, oh, I regret helping Donald Trump. Well, you knew that. You saw his resume and his record. But now Tucker Carlson came out against him, and Trump hates Tucker Carlson now. We saw what he said about Marjorie Taylor Greene, when Marjorie Taylor Greene was only trying to get him to release the Epstein files. And because Donald Trump knew he was in the Epstein files, he was mad that Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted them released. And so he ran her out of town. He hates Candace Owens now, and Candace Owens has been to the dang White House with Trump before. If you do not do what he says, he starts to hate you. That's the problem. If you disagree with him, you mean nothing to him. This is not what democracy is supposed to be. This is not what it's supposed to look like. Donald Trump wants authoritarianism. He wants to be authoritarian type ruler and type leader. And we don't do that here in the United States of America. When you see that red, white, and blue, yes, there may be some issues, but we don't do that authoritarian leadership here in America. We don't play with that. 833-212-1017. What I am recognizing, Truth Nation, is that I do believe our democracy is dying. When you have states gerrymandering maps in order to win elections, in order to gain power, that is a problem. I don't care if it comes from a blue state or a red state. I don't like it. Truth Nation, literally, our democracy is dying in front of our eyes. We just saw the four other living past presidents talk about this in their release. And they believe in democracy, but I don't anymore. I think it is dying in front of us, and far too many of us, and myself included now, are accepting the fate that in order to get power, you have to fight fire with fire, and if one person cheats, you have to cheat too. 833-212-1017. We'll take your call. We'll take your text. Anonymous, we'll take you quickly before break.
Kyle, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, Anonymous in Milwaukee?
I am doing well. What I wanted to encourage you on is this. I heard about your incident. You were saying at the top of the hour, I wanted to jump boats, jump ships, literally, with you. Because you're a smart fellow, in my opinion, how about you lease a boat and it's summertime and do a tour boat for everybody and give me a ticket. I'll be the first guy on your tour boat to go out here, you know, celebrating, you know, your victory on your summer cruise boat for touring. And then we can have another talk program on your boat, your show, your party, your spinning records or whatever. So this is just some food for thought or water for drink or something like that.
I appreciate that, Anonymous. Thank you. I appreciate that. Maybe I will. We thought about that before. I don't think you ain't never been on my boat, but you've seen it before, haven't you?
No.
You haven't even seen it?
Isn't it a pontoon boat?
Oh, it's a pontoon boat. Oh.
Aren't they? They're all the same. They're
no,
just, they look like
no,
little,
brother. No, no, brother. They like the, it's like no, little, no, 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 no. Let me tell you something about my boat. See that? See boat. This might be why the man was being racist. He was like, you know, he said, "Who y'all think y'all is?"
Well, you got LED lights on your boat. Or
we do have LED lights on our boat. What you mean? You must not know. So you know, usually I do. Zach scared of the water. And so usually what I do is that a correct assertion? I assume so. And so usually what we do
is I dumped it.
Oh. So usually when we go on our boat, I do a truth boat outing. I used to. I probably won't be doing it this year.
We coming stacked this time. They ain't gonna be ready for you this time.
Yeah, no, I don't want them type of. Now I won't be able to explain myself. But I'm trying to see if I can find a picture of my boat. I know where to find a picture of my boat. I might find a picture of the boat and give it to Brother Z. But no, Brother Z, my boat is, I got a nice boat. I ain't going to lie to you. Me and my friends, so the story behind it is me and my friends had a boat before. And we decided we wanted to treat ourselves to a nice boat. And we told our guy, if you find this specific boat for a good price and somebody takes our old boat for what we bought it for, we'll get it. And he did it. Hold on now, Truth Nation. Hold on. Here's the diagram. And I'm gonna see you some pictures. Look at that. Yeah. I'm gonna send us some pictures. So my boat, we the coldest black folks on the, I ain't gonna lie to you. We the coldest black folk, white folk, Hispanic folk. Not the coldest, because there are some folks who got some big old boats, some big ass boats. But yeah, we got a bar boat. So our boat actually has like a bar in the back, and it has like a legit bar.
Is there speakers on it?
Oh yeah, there is speakers on it. Yeah, I didn't modify, but my boys, you know, I grew up in a generation of where our older cousins love subs.
I'm gonna say you gotta put a subwoofer.
Yeah, and so for like our older cousins or whatever, they love subs, and I never had subs in my car.
You got
like,
subs on the boat?
Yes, we sure do. You know. Maybe that's
it's
why
a sub boat.
Maybe that's why he was mad. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. Maybe I will be leasing the boat out. Maybe we go around, drive around, and say, bleep the county, baby. We still out here. Because we are still out here, though. Because I definitely will still have my boat on the river. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I'm going to send pictures to DJ Brother Z of my boat. But we'll continue the conversation next, Truth Nation, because a 14-year-old in Milwaukee was just arrested of being a suspect in a murder case. We got to talk about it next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. You can watch the stream is live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, so you can listen to the Greatest 60 Minutes in Radio. And life's better when you know you're covered. And with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you are building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And on the other side, I was talking about the, you know, fact that we have gerrymandered maps here in the state of, Wisconsin that got switched over finally. But some also believe that the maps for the congressional maps still aren't the best. And it was focused on the fact in Virginia on Tuesday, the people voted that they wanted to update their maps during a mid-decade redistricting. Now, I am against it, but Donald Trump called for it to happen in Texas. He called for it to happen in Indiana. They didn't do it. And it happened to try to get him more votes to try to secure the election. And I say steal the election by doing a mid-year, or they call it mid-decade, redistricting. But 833-212-1017, Rick said, you must be talking about Evers redrawing the congressional maps and recently trying to redraw them because they are not fair. Rick, I suggest that you actually go and do some research. Is that Tony Evers, they redrew the maps and they ended up going with the maps that the Assembly and the State Senate actually passed. And I know for the state maps for sure. And the congressional maps, I do know the Democrats are actually trying to challenge the congressional maps because they believe that they're not fair. But the Wisconsin congressional maps, I'm pretty positive, was passed in the state legislature over a year ago now. Now, there is an appeal from the Democratic Party. I shouldn't say that. They're not the Democratic Party. Somebody, representatives who are trying to appeal it. But that is not, it's not true. It is not true. The current maps, especially the maps for our state, were actually passed by Democrats and Republicans alike. So I don't know what you're talking about. But 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. Before we went to break, I alluded to and I teased a conversation talking about a 14-year-old here in Milwaukee was arrested as part of an investigation of a man who was shot. Now, a man was shot and killed in Milwaukee in an alley on East Greenfield Avenue last week, and the family has been searching for answers. I'm going to let TMJ4 tell y'all the story. The tragic story that happened to a young man, I guess 35 is still young, but happened to a man here in the city of Milwaukee as he was walking in an alley. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear the WTMJ4 story, or you can turn up your radios.
Are involved. David's mom called TMJ4 asking for help as police continue to hunt for the people responsible for their son's death. TMJ4's Ryan Jenkins met with the family today to learn more about the man killed in a tragedy.
Family tells me the shooting of 35-year-old David Krause here near First and Greenfield on April 14th appears to be a random attack on a man trying to seek shelter from severe weather. I went to the Krause's home today to hear from them as they're now begging anyone with information to come forward.
Our son David seeking to get out of the weather, Ryan, simply asked for a ride home that night and was gunned down.
It was 414 day, and David Krause's family tells me he was out celebrating a city he has called home for a decade.
In these certain areas like Walker's Point, I've never felt threatened. And on this unfortunate day, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The Krause family now devastated.
David was the kind of person who would light up a room. Everyone loved him. Everyone was a friend to him.
David's family is now asking the public for help tracking down the people who fired those fatal shots.
It's my understanding there's more than one person. There are people at large, and the public is not safe until these people are taken into custody. And the people are... I'm sorry. Take your time. These people are brought to justice.
Milwaukee police haven't confirmed any details about what they believe led up to the shooting, but told me Monday they have a person of interest in custody. David's family says it's hard to begin to grieve while their priority is making sure David's killers are found.
No matter what it takes for me as a mom, there's no way I'm going to let another death go by without somebody standing up for the innocent people that are out during the daylight hours celebrating downtown Milwaukee. It's too beautiful of a city. We love Milwaukee, but something's got to happen.
That is just such a tragic story, right? Sad story. And it was, to me, startling. And I feel for the family because, again, anytime we have a loss of life in this community, I always think about the family, the family, the family. Because I just can't imagine having somebody taken away from you. Death is already hard enough. But to have somebody taken away from you in that fashion, being gunned down, where you get that phone call, it's just a completely devastating. And it's senseless violence that is very unnecessary. Like, that's the thing that blows my mind, is that we're not talking about somebody having a heart attack. We're not talking about somebody accidentally getting a car crash. We're not talking about things that you can't control. We're talking about gun violence. We're talking about taking somebody's life. Like, these things are all avoidable. So it just confuses me of why we don't have big enough push to try to rid ourselves of these guns. And I understand it's not going to happen overnight, but I just think about, I was just told in Europe, it might have been in London, is that they're banning tobacco products for anybody who was born after 2009. So obviously tobacco products are going to be around, but if you were born after 2009, the world is going to be different for you. Just like Milwaukee and Wisconsin is different. You know, and Brother Z, you may not remember, you probably don't know this because you're way too young. But when my brother, I remember when he was starting to go to the bars, that's when they started banning smoking inside of restaurants and banning smoking inside of bars. But growing up as a kid, you can go to a smoking section and you can smoke inside of a restaurant or smoke inside of a bar. So what may seem foreign to people like myself or Brother Z and people born after a certain year, it's like what people used to do, where those people adjusted. And yes, guns, people think we need to have these guns, but at a certain point, we have to rid ourselves of these weapons because they're getting in the worst people's hands. And again, what makes this story even more tragic is when I heard the startling news that was released yesterday that a 14-year-old in Milwaukee was arrested. A 14-year-old being arrested, and they were not charged, but they were arrested as a suspect. A 14-year-old is a person of interest who was taken into custody for homicide. 14! It's absolutely stunning and it's absolutely scary and unbelievable that somebody so young will be involved in something like this. And when I think about my own life and I think about my own family, I think about my little cousin who we literally just celebrated her turning 14. My baby girl, she's growing up. But she's still a baby and she's still a child. She still asks me, hey, can me and my friends sleep over during the summer? Can you take me here? Can you do that? That is a kid. That is somebody that needs to depend on an adult to get by. My really good friend, his son turns 14 next month, and I couldn't imagine one of his classmates, one of his friends potentially being a shooter and potentially killing someone. I'm telling you, you're in the eighth grade when you are 14. Legitimately. You are 13 going on 14 in the eighth grade. So the kid that could have been arrested from his middle school. If that doesn't make you feel something, that doesn't make you sad, I don't know what will. How does a 14-year-old get to this point? How does a 14-year-old get involved with stuff like this? How do children slip through the cracks to this level where a 14-year-old is involved in a homicide? 833-212-1017. How does a kid end up being so failed to the extent where you barely are even a teenager and you find yourself getting arrested? You find yourself being interrogated by the police. 833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talking text line. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. But I also want to know, who's responsible for this behavior? we've talked about stuff like this before, but we talk about a 14-year-old. Who is responsible for the behavior of this 14-year-old? Is it the school's fault that these kids is running around on 414 day and they weren't inside of school? Is it the community's fault for not snatching them up? Is it the parents' fault for not being there? Or is it the child's fault? 833-212-1017. Again, we are talking about the story of a 35-year-old man that was shot and killed in close to downtown Milwaukee, the Fifth Ward area, last week on 414 day. And one of the suspects who was a person of interest who was arrested was a 14-year-old. And I'm trying to understand, how was a 14-year-old arrested in the connection of a murder? 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. You can call in, text in, and share your thoughts on this show. But we will continue this conversation on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
April is Sleep Awareness Month. Invest in the sleep your body deserves and get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash with a Tempur-Pedic mattress purchase. At Steinhoffel's, experience the unmatched comfort and support of a Tempur-Pedic mattress designed to adapt to your body and help you wake up feeling rested. Upgrade your sleep experience when you add a smart base, peep this, that automatically adjusts to snore. All that, it starts adjusting in order to help you. So because better nights lead to better days, celebrate Sleep Awareness Month and sleep better and relax because it's Steinhoffel's. Visit Steinhoffel's in store or at steinhoffels.com. I'll be at Steinhoffel's on June 12th. Oh, just found out about Summerfest. I won't be broadcasting from Summerfest this year. Womp womp. I'm actually very, very disappointed about it. I had to hold in my disappointment. But Tory Lowe will be there, so very excited for that. But 833-212-1017, again, that is the Truth Talking text line. We can call in, you can text in to share your thoughts on today's show. And today I'm talking about the fact that, listen, you can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, and I see y'all in the chat. And today I am discussing the fact that there is a murder inside of Milwaukee where a 35-year-old man was killed in Walker's Point area. And he was killed in an alleyway on 414 day. And tragedy, tragic, sad to hear his family having to go through that heartache and pain. But news came out yesterday that a 14-year-old was arrested when it came to being a person of interest in this case. And it blew my mind and it hurt my heart and it hurt my soul to hear that a 14-year-old in our city was involved in this. I don't know what the race of the boy. The boy could be black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I have no idea. So it's not even about a race thing at this point. It is simply about how are we failing these kids to the extent that a 14-year-old is hanging around folks with guns. 833-212-1017. Who is responsible for this behavior? When you send your kid to school, what are the lessons that you're expecting? That's what I really want to see statistics on. I would love to see the statistics on kids that go to public schools versus or go to charter schools, kids that go to private schools. I would love to see the statistics of what those kids are doing. What is the actual crime rate of these kids? What are they committing? Because I'm very curious about, depending on what school you go to, does that make an impact of who you become in a sense of when you're, I mean, I think it does, but kind of doesn't make a play a role in some of the actions that you may participate in. Because you know what? I really haven't, these situations that I heard, they usually don't happen at private schools. Just being honest. Just being very, very honest. But 833-212-1017, who's responsible for this behavior? Is it the community? Is it the parents? Or are we asking a 14-year-old to be responsible for what they do and their actions? Again, 833-212-1017. On YouTube, Ryan said, parents' fault for sure. They failed first. That's an interesting thought. Marty said, kids just doing what they're raised with. Bad parents. That's what it is. Bad parents. Reginald said, everything is not the parents' fault. I was a troubled and troublesome teenager, and my parents did a phenomenal job with me and my seven siblings. I was personally on some monkey ball and just fortunate to not have been imprisoned or entombed by the time I was 15. So everything does not hinge on the parent or the parents. Face it, one has no clue what Junior is up to once he bends the block. There it is. That was a lot of statement. Again, when I look at it, I do think it is the parents' fault personally, and I do think kids have to be responsible to make decisions. But you know, I would say most of the time it's bad parents that lead to bad kids. But I will say, Truth Nation, is that this situation sucks. But there is one thing that I was trying to brainstorm of what's something that I could discuss to give us some hope. And for me, I think about what just happened in the timing with Karen Tyler being named the director of the Office of Community Wellness and Safety, formerly known as the Office of Violence Prevention. Now, this is something that we can task Karen Tyler with. We're trying to be innovative and create these programs and have these ideas and bring the community together to think of different ways and find other strategies that other places are doing to ensure that our youth are not falling into this trap where they're getting arrested as being a person of interest of a murder. Now, you can't save everybody, but we for dang sure can try to save as many people as possible. And I understand that there are people who are upset about Karen Tyler being labeled getting this role. But when I look at it, Karen Tyler, she led the department on an interim basis two times before. And I think she is well prepared and well positioned to do something different in this role. In Milwaukee, honestly, maybe I'm just feeling soft right now. I don't know. But Milwaukee needs this to work out. Like, we need Karen Tyler to do good at her job. Because our city at this point is going to have its fifth director of that office since 2021. And with that level of instability, you are only going to find crime, violence, and no work actually getting done. So my hope is that we can find some stability with Karen Tyler, who has been there for a couple of years now, which then leads to progress for our community, because turnover is costing us millions of dollars in grants. It's costing us millions of dollars in investment to try to figure out how we can rid ourselves of some of this evil that we have in our community. And again, I understand there's a lot of controversy around her appointment, as she was passed up before by Mayor Cavalier Johnson, and it kind of feels like he just settled on the pick. Just being very honest, I don't know Karen very well, but I do know she applied for the role and she was passed over by somebody who didn't even apply for the role, was appointed to the role, Adam Purcell, which became a whole controversial thing. But it is what it is. You can feel whatever way you want to feel about Karen Tyler. You can feel however way you want to feel about Mayor Cavalier Johnson's decisions. It doesn't matter. We're here now. She was approved. And with us being here now and her being approved, we need to get 100% behind her, because we're not talking about some elected politician. We are talking about somebody that has an opportunity to help shape the future of our youth when it comes to the community and the safety and the wellness of the community in the future for the next 10 years. And yes, I understand she's been in the office, but it's very different as a number two, because when you're not leading the way, the buck doesn't stop with you. You're not the one that, you know, gets to make the final decision. Things pass through you. Ideas come from you, but you don't make the final decision. This is Karen Tyler's opportunity to make those decisions. And I want to be optimistic that her being around has allowed for her to see what needs to be done. And my hope is that she executes. Because when I see news that a 14-year-old, again, was arrested in the city of Milwaukee in regards to a murder that happened in the city of Milwaukee, that makes me say we need some help. Because, yes, we have this one 14-year-old that was arrested as a suspect and a person of interest, but we have 14-year-olds who are out here stealing cars. We have 14-year-olds doing wrong. We have grown folks doing wrong. So we all should be cheering for and rooting for Karen Tyler the same way we were rooting for Adam Purcell, the same way we were rooting for, maybe you were, Hamilton, Ashanti Hamilton, the same way you were rooting for Anitra Holloman, in the same way you were rooting for Reggie Moore. We need to be cheering for these people to be successful because their job is so important to the community. 833-212-1017. If you have any thoughts about the 14-year-old that was arrested in the shooting of a 35-year-old in the city of Milwaukee, you can call in and text in and let me know who failed him. Was it the school? Was it the parents? Who was it? Again, that is 833-212-1017. You can also still watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. But Truth Nation, again, I want to share my final thoughts on this show when we come back.
It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, I just want to say shout out to MMSD, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewers District. If you still think you're going to use those old chemicals just sitting around under your sink in the garage or the basement, yeah, probably not. This is an interesting commercial script. Don't let them sit there. Get rid of them right away. Basically, I just want to say get rid of all your hazardous stuff because MMSD has home hazmat drop-off centers. And the reason why I wanted to give them a shout-out is because they came out to the Tory Lowe Truth Community Cleanup, and they assisted us with, you know, helping people in the community get rid of some of those hazardous waste and materials. So I think that's what's up, that they wanted to be a part of this. So shout out to them. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. This is the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And today I discussed the fact that there was a 14-year-old who was arrested as in part of a shooting of a 35-year-old in the city of Milwaukee from last week. And I was just flabbergasted, and I could not believe a 14-year-old was a person of interest in a murder. That could be a middle schooler. And so I asked Truth Nation, who failed this kid? Who is that fault? Is it more the kid's fault? Should he have more responsibility to understand you should not ever kill somebody because even at the age of 14, you understand what life and death is? Or is it the parents? Is it the school? Is it the community? Who failed them? Who's at fault? And I asked folks on YouTube and folks chimed in, and a lot of folks just said, you know, hey, like a lot of this falls on the kids. Somebody said, you set the example as a parent. Are these expectations, are there exceptions? Sure. But more than not, if you are raised correctly, you'll follow your parents' footsteps. I actually agree with that because, again, I just look at not just the way I was raised, but I look at the young folks around me. One of my other friends in Janesville, shout out to the frat. His son just turned 13. Can't believe it. I remember when I found out that his girl was pregnant. Great kid. So again, I understand being a parent is not easy, but one thing I do believe is that if you raise them the right way, 7 times out of 10, so 70% of the time, they'll probably end up being good people. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and I agree with Reginald, sending prayers to the family. And sending the prayers to the family and young parents and young, you know, teenagers around here. But Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all chiming in today. Tomorrow, I'll have an interview to start the show. And independent of how things go, Truth Nation, we will do part two of my experience at the McKinley Marina, where this time it was another McKinley Marina tenant who used racial undertones to talk to me and my friends. And one thing that caught me off guard that I'll discuss tomorrow is that when I was listening back to the audio, my friend said, say that black stuff again. He said, I didn't say that black stuff. I called you a black feller. Or excuse me, he said, I didn't call you an N-word. I called you a black feller. Interesting stuff. But we'll get back to that and we'll talk about that tomorrow. But Truth Nation, this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Tory Lowe shows up next with Wonderful. Peace out. I love y'all. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Thank you.